Hi, it's Jackie Wicks. I'm founder of Peer Trainer, and I want to be the first to congratulate you on making such a great decision to join us in the cleanse. And I have my partner, JJ Virgin. We're here, and we're going to tell you how you're going to set yourself up for success and go through the line items. So, JJ, welcome.
Thank you. I want to congratulate everybody as well. We have had, thousand plus people go through this, and every day I continue to be amazed at the results that we're hearing about. So I'm excited that we're going to hear your success story soon, too. And, of course, the
Absolutely.
Most important thing, is, when we get ready to do this, is to make sure that you're set up to be able to do it. So while you're waiting for your shakes and fiber and detox packets to come, we've got some homework for you to do. And, again, part of the cleanse, of course, is getting the sugar gone, getting the caffeine, if not down, if not out completely, down a lot, and ditto mm-hmm. with the alcohol. And in order for you to still like us and be pleasant to your family, this is not something that you do overnight. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I learned this one the hard way, Jackie, with people. I didn't realize how much sugar people have. And, for a lot of people, you probably won't realize that. And one of the things that we like you to do right off the bat, before you're starting the actual cleanse, is to start writing down what you're eating. And
mm-hmm.
you'll start to realize how much sugar sneaks in from everything from, marinara and ketchup to the sugar in your yogurt or what you're putting into your coffee. And if you were just to take that all out overnight, right now you've trained your body how to be a sugar burner. And if you were just to pull all that out, your energy would go into the toilet. So what we teach people to do instead is to start to taper off of that sugar, first by writing down what you're eating and become very clear and aware of where that sugar is coming from, and then starting to make what I call a lateral shift. If you're having ketchup, trade to salsa. If you're putting sugar in your coffee, ideally take it down and out altogether, but you could switch to something called xylitol, X-Y-L-I-T-O-L. So just starting to bring down the overall sugar load and to switch higher sugar things for lower sugar things, like trade your banana for blueberries. Does that make
mm-hmm.
sense?
Absolutely. And the other thing is you can even get used to things that don't have sugar at all. Just say, okay, this is the thing. If I don't like the taste of it without that, I'm just going to switch to something different.
Exactly, not have it. Or, let's say you're having sugar in your coffee with cream, try coconut milk. Delicious has
so
an
good.
Unsweetened coconut milk vanilla that is fabulous. Cinnamon is naturally sweet. Vanilla is a natural sweetener. So start using some of those things instead. And, again, if you've been eating a lot of processed carbs or sugar, an easy way to make that transition is switch first to a low glycemic fruit like berries or apples. And here's a great one. Take some almond butter, mix it with some cinnamon, use that to calm your sweet tooth down. So start doing that. But again, what we want to really emphasize, especially with sugar, is that if you've been eating a lot of it, take this week while you're waiting for your shakes and fiber and packets to come to start bringing that down. So by the end of the week, you turn around and you go, wow, this is, mm-hmm. I have really gotten the sugar down, but you didn't at any point feel like you were just dying because you pulled it out overnight.
Yeah, and it's hard, and we know it's hard, and especially the first time when you're starting to get the sugar out, you might have a rough day. Even the first day, you start to taper it down. So really, just you try to be kind to yourself, and this is part of the process, and you will be okay as you keep going.
And right along with that is caffeine. And I can't tell you how many people, Jackie, have heard say, I just pulled all the caffeine out. And I go, we did not tell you to do that. Because
mm-hmm.
that is a surefire, setup for failure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. A lot of people find that they are okay when they say, I'm not going to have 3 cups of coffee. I'm going to taper it down to 1. And, JJ tells you even how to taper that down even more. But don't go cold turkey right now. You're going to be doing so many different things. We're just going to ease into it at the beginning.
Right. So what we tell people to do, let's say you're having a pot of coffee every day. Switch it over to, first of all, go organic, because coffee just soaks up the pesticides. It's one of the most heavily sprayed crops out there. And throughout the course, we're going to be giving you more information about how to identify which things must be organic and where you have some wiggle room. But coffee is definitely one of them. But the easiest thing to do is just switch that pot over to half decaf, half regular, and then just continue to make it more and more and more decaf. So that's the easiest thing to do. If you are drinking coffee throughout the day, just switch it over to iced green tea. That's another easy one because it's much lower in caffeine, and it has something called theanine, which really helps to balance out the impact of the caffeine. So that's an easy way to start pulling the caffeine down without, you know, going cold turkey and just feeling terrible with headaches and everything else. And again, I'm going to go back to it all starts with awareness, like tracking how much you're actually drinking to start and then switching over to more and more and more of it being decaf. Now, let's talk about alcohol, shall we?
Wine.
Wine. Now, so here's the deal with alcohol. Your choices are red wine, preferably, because it's got more of the polyphenols than white wine does. You know, color is everything. And then, so that's the first thing. We'd rather have you choose either red wine or tequila, but not with all those sugary mixers. So one of the big places people get in trouble with alcohol is what goes with the alcohol, what goes into the alcohol. Now, the other place people get in trouble is they drink too much alcohol, and then they, you know, overeat or don't sleep well. So wherever you are right now, we do say it's okay to have, you know, we're not going to say it's great to have a half bottle of wine every night on the cleanse, but if you were having a glass of wine every night or every other night, we're cool with that. That's okay. The reason we're pulling the alcohol down is we really want to give your liver a break and have it focus on supporting real effective detoxification. So if you can cut it all out altogether, great. If right now you're having two glasses of wine a night, let's work this week on getting it down to one, and maybe during the cleanse you can do it, you know, every other night. If you're having, say, a vodka tonic, let's switch that over to just tequila on the rocks, or you can make my most favorite tequila drink. This does come with a caveat, though. So my most favorite tequila drink is taking some cucumbers and smashing them up with some shredded basil and a little fresh lime juice and Pellegrino and tequila. And I will
yum.
Tell you,
what
it's
a
really
cocktail.
It's, well, here's the problem. It's really yum. It's too yum. And the problem is it's so yum that you kind of turn around later and go, oops, how much of this did I drink? So again, right, we're watching amounts here. So, you know, a shot of tequila or a glass of wine, but we're really tapering down off the alcohol. And if you can go off of it altogether, hey, that's going to be way better during this time period.
And many people have said that once they made that decision, okay, I'm only going to have a glass of wine, they do, or they switch from the vodka to wine or to the better ones, and they really find that it's not that much of a problem.
Yes, it is not a big deal. And I want to emphasize to you, because, you know, you probably look at a lot of cleanses out there. Well, first of all, you know, as you've gone through our training videos, you know how many crazy things are going on out there. But, you know, cleansing or detoxification is really a continuum. And there's this idea out there. And, Jackie, I really feel like it sets people up to fail where you have to, like, you can't have any of these things and you can't do this.
Right.
And it's like, you know what? There are going to be absolutes that we're going to give you on this program. I'm not going to tell you that's not the case. We are. But there, we're also going to tell you about some things where there's a little wiggle room, too. One of the things, though, that I do want to emphasize is that you really want to get rid of artificially sweetened and colored and processed foods. And we're hoping you're going to get rid of them now, and they're going to stay gone.
And anything, any ingredient you see that you do not know or understand what it is, most likely it is artificial or processed. Or this is a really important thing to start looking at the ingredients on the regular foods that you pick up.
Yeah, so ideally what you're picking up doesn't have an ingredient panel on it.
Yes, exactly. You're absolutely right.
Right? I mean, because
really
we're telling
point.
You, you know, here's a lot of the stuff we're going to be emphasizing on the cleanse. Grass-fed beef, free-range chicken, pasture-fed pork, wild fish, they don't have labels. And then, of course, low glycemic fruit. And you've got a shopping list with all of this to help you restock. So that's all there. And then other things that will have labels will be the unsweetened coconut milk that we use from So Delicious, or the Protein Plus almond milk from So Delicious. Again, we're going with the unsweetened there. So those
and
will
these
have
milks,
labels.
Well, while we have you, these milks are in your refrigerator section of your grocery store. They aren't in those canned sections, you know, and sometimes it's in the Mexican or ethnic foods aisle. They are next to the other dairy milk. So that's been something that I know people get a little confused about. So that's where you're going to
look
for
it. Now, there is also, though, where they keep the, like, the milks that don't have to be refrigerated. You can also get So Delicious there as well. And I get the little boxes of So Delicious because I travel with them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find those there as well. And that's where you can get the unsweetened vanilla coconut milk, because the one in the fridge section is sweetened, so you don't want that one. Just to get heads up on that. Yes, and I just found an unsweetened chocolate almond milk too. So amazing. But, you know, and basically we're giving you a shopping list, and what we want you to do right now is get out a box or a bag. And this is always a challenge, Jackie, because we're going to tell you, hey, let's get rid of this stuff, you know, that really – people say, but what about my family? And my question is like, well, do you like them? I mean, why are you giving them Pop-Tarts? Really?
Right.
You know, come
and
on.
It just does not need to be in the house. And this is not for a long period of time. This is, you're committed to this short period of time to really get with the program and cleanse. And, you know, when you're talking, I have children, and I've literally written, get this stuff out of the house. And I've had people write me and say, well, that would be really easy, Jackie, if you didn't have children, you know, like I do. And I started laughing, but I do have children. And it's just something that you commit to. It's something you do, and you start to get the things that your kids like that are also going to work on the cleanse.
And it's, I mean, honestly, it's even more important with your kids because they eat what's in front of them. It's amazing.
They do.
They don't have a or a bank account, so they are not going out to get stuff. I mean, now I have my son's got a bank account. He will actually walk, but he'll walk and go get, like, you know, go to Subway. He's not going off the deep end. So that's the big thing is, you know, I've got my house stocked with this stuff, and so they make good choices. So again, we're going to look at things like obviously chips and crackers and cookies and ice creams and a lot of the different salad dressings and stuff. Just start to become aware, and wherever possible, get the stuff out of the house, because if you've got the enemy out of the house, you can't get in trouble. If it's not there, you can't eat it. So this makes it much easier on you, and I'm all for making things easy. I think it's just flat out mean to get your favorite flavor of ice cream and stick it in the freezer and then try to go on a program like this.
Oh, I've seen people try to do it. They say, this week, I'm going to have so much discipline, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And it does matter at 10 o'clock at night.
Of course, no one has willpower. By the way, if we had willpower as a people group, we are hardwired to seek out sugar and fat so that we can survive famines. That is in our DNA. So do not rely on willpower. That's just, I think that is just not being kind to yourself. So that's why we really tell people, you got to pull this stuff, get it out of the house. And as you know,
and if you have
what we're
a roommate,
doing... Yeah, lock it up, whatever.
If you have a roommate or your husband is not as supportive, or your wife or whoever it is that you might live with, I've seen some people live with their parents still, and they say, well, you know, my mom made a huge apple pie, and I just couldn't turn it down. Just, you know, this is something you're going to do, and you're going to either tell them or you're not, but you are going to get it away from anywhere that is accessible to you. I've seen one person ask her roommate, hey, listen, just for the next couple weeks, please, can you just hide this from me so I don't see
it?
So, you know, you use whatever strategy you think is going to work for you, just to make it as kind to you as possible.
So along with cleaning all that stuff out, you also have to get the good stuff in, because, and I still remember working with a client, Jackie, and going to her house, and so her solution was to just not have any food in the house. Then she wouldn't get in trouble. Right? Okay, so that, in theory, that sounds like, huh, well, if it's not there, you can't eat it, but if it's not there, you can't eat it, and when you get hungry and now you're kind of irrational, you've gone insane, are you going to then go to the store, get some wild salmon, get some organic broccoli, come home and cook it?
Yeah, absolutely not.
No, you're going to the little mini mart right down the street, and you're getting whatever you possibly can. So along with getting rid of the stuff that, you know, is on the list. And again, you have your what to toss and what to stock, and you've got a grocery shopping list. You're going to see a list of things that we want to make sure that you're stocking your house with. And even though this is the week where you're waiting for your shake and your fiber and your packets and it's your prep week, and we're having you shift off of downshift on the sugar and the alcohol and the coffee, it doesn't mean you can't start eating this stuff. And one of the things that I really love to have people do in life is I like them to add before they take away. I'd like you to add drinking green iced tea during the day. I'd like you to add more water. I'd like you to add eating more vegetables. Because, you know, if you do that, it will crowd out the crap, right?
And I'll start those habits even earlier. And it'll just start to say, okay, this is something that I'm doing. And it really gets you ready. A lot of people that we've seen go through this, especially on Peer Trainer, they do start right when they hear this. And they say, okay, that's it. I'm ready to go. I'm waiting for my stuff. But why not get a head start? And
yeah, get started.
It makes them a lot more comfortable when they start to listen to class one, and they almost feel like they're in a groove already, and they talk about it. So it's an absolute good idea to start exactly what JJ just said, adding some of those good things in now.
It's kind of like going to the ocean and just wading in rather than just like doing this big dive, you know.
Yes.
It's going to make it easier. So I really, really love that. So just right now, again, you're tapering, you're getting rid of all the stuff, you're going to the store, you're starting to add those things in. Because the first time you go to the store with the shopping list and you start looking at labels, I had someone go, it's just like, this is always going to take me 2 hours at the grocery store.
Right.
I was like, no,
because
no, no.
You don't know
you're reading
some of
labels.
These,
yeah.
Some of these things are also unfamiliar. You don't know which aisles they sit in, or, you know, in the outside aisles. And the more you can become familiar, it just gets easier day by day.
Way, way, way easier. So, and the other thing, and we're going to talk about this more in class one. You know, I love class one. But anyway, we've got to save it for class one. But what we are going to want to make sure that you've got for class one is that you've really set your goals. And I want to take this past setting your goals to setting a big challenge, because we're never better than when we have a real challenge out there. So what's going to help you the most to be successful? Because I get asked all the time, okay, what is it that I can do to ensure my success? Well, I think the number one thing, I think there's two things that really help ensure success. And one of them is having a great support community. So you've got that nailed. Yay.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And if you
yes.
haven't started logging, it's so easy to just start jotting things down in your log and your goals and some of the things you want to do, and start seeing what other people are doing as well, so you get great ideas.
Yeah, that is so huge. So that's one of the things that you've got to do. But the other one is to set a big, inspired goal. Create a challenge. You know, I mean, one of the things when someone says to me, oh, yeah, I want to lose 5 pounds, and they have no real reason why, and it's not this big goal, you know, it's like, oh, so what? You know, I'm working on this show right now with Discovery Fit and Health called Transformation Diaries, and the one of the gals is just killing it, so much better than the other three. Why? Because she wanted to climb Mount Whitney, and she'd gotten in such a bad car accident the year before. She lost everything. She was 9 months basically down and out, a lot of that time in the hospital. She came from like less than zero and had this huge goal, this huge challenge. I mean, to go from like she's barely walking to she's going to climb Mount Whitney, while the other gals are like, I want to be better for my college reunion. You know what I mean? So,
right. So different.
I want to look good in my bridesmaid's dress. I mean, those are goals, but hers was like a big, big challenge. And you know what? The other ones are struggling, and she's nailed hers. She's 5 mm-hmm. pounds away from where she wants to be. She's so fit. She has pictures of her running up the stairs, and she's just like killing it.
I love
so,
it.
Like, let's look at what happens when you do this. What happens when you decide, you know what, I'm going to do this because I want more energy. I want my skin to clear up. I want to look 10 years younger. I want to feel better about myself, because once I do, that means I'm going to go after all those goals that I have that I want to go after. So what does this mean for you, and what's that big challenge that you are going after? I mean, I'll tell you, Jackie, you know, it's been like, this is a big time for me because I have big challenges. So I want to see everybody. The biggest thing I can tell you is pick that thing and then make it public. Put it up on the forum.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's the thing, is once you put it up there, there is this sense of accountability, and also this sense, I'm going for it, and I'm going to have all this help around me, and I've said it, and that's it. I'm going to make it happen. I love that you're talking about the big challenge, because though I've never been so motivated as when I want a huge goal, and I know exactly why I want it, and it becomes this thing that almost inspires me when I see it every day, because I say, that's it. This is something I've committed to. I'm almost annoyed at myself that I keep coming up with reasons of why that's not going to happen. So I love this thing of, you know, really going for it, because life is way too short to not.
Yeah, go for it and tell everybody, because then you have to do it. You don't have a choice. So now, another one I said add before you take away, one I'm going to throw in there is that I'd like you to start working this week. And gosh, I still remember, Jackie, like when we very first started working together and you, Missy, were not drinking water. It's like, wow.
Oh, I know.
Remember?
Absolutely. It was a very big deal. And for me, I had water a lot in the past, but it just, especially I have a really active life, you know, being outside all the time or skiing or tennis or whatever it is. I mean, I'm sure I was more dehydrated even than the average person.
Yeah, so I want you to get used to drinking water. And what I tell people is get up in the morning, have 16 ounces of water. Then in between breakfast and lunch, have another at least 16 ounces. In between lunch and dinner, have at least another 16 ounces, and then have another 8 ounces before bed to shut down evening hunger pangs. Limit your fluids to about 8 ounces with your meals, but you're having a ton in between your meals to get that, you know, that 8 glasses or more. And I always wonder, is that an urban myth? Because, like, where do we get the 8 glasses? And we're going to give you in the cleanse our special fresh water that you'll be drinking,
yes,
as well. But right now, we just like you to be aware. Again, we tell you to write down what you're doing, and water, recording your water is part of that, just to start becoming aware of how much water you're drinking. Again, because we want to add before we take away.
And it's
so
easy to just have a pitcher just sitting on your desk or sitting in your kitchen, wherever you are most of the day. Fill it up at the beginning and just watch it go down all day. It's just a great way to measure what you're doing and making sure that you're getting enough.
Yeah, because what you measure, you can improve. And
yes, exactly.
I'm so clear on that. I have to. Well, I'm doing a lot of green tea now. I'm really focusing on green tea. So I'm actually measuring it, because if I don't measure it, I just don't do it. So very goal-oriented, as is most of us. Now, one final thing, and if you went through the training videos prior to joining this program, one of the things that we had you do, we introduced the idea of the TQ, or your toxicity quotient. And what that is your detoxification ability compared to your toxic exposure. And we want you to make sure that you've taken your TQ, that you've identified your TQ. So if you haven't done that yet, I want to make sure you do that, because when you go through and look at your detoxification ability, and that's looking at things like bowel movement, sweating, water intake, fiber intake, protein intake, digestion, sulfur-rich foods, exercise, and supplements, it's going to pinpoint, you know, because again, a lot of this stuff is really good biofeedback. It's going to show you where you need some improvement. And that's, again, things that now as we get into the training classes, I want you to be aware of. So you go, okay, I need to increase my sulfur-rich vegetables. You know, I need to increase my fiber, because these are critical for helping support good daily detoxification. As you'll learn, I like to do focus cleanses where you really just say, hey, it's all about me right now, and I'm going to pinpoint this and start getting back into good habits. And by the way, we need to do this all the time. I think, you know, we're going to give you things throughout the cleanse that are great things for you to do daily, but what I really tell people to do is you should have a focus time. We like to call it the refresh period, a couple times a year, where now that you've gone through the cleanse, you know, things kind of go sideways, they can slip up a bit, and it's a time where you can focus back on these things. So the first part of the TQ is the detoxification ability, and the second part is your toxicity exposure. And that's really like, what things are you exposed to on a regular basis? I mean, some of them, like vaccines and silver fillings, are not necessarily on a regular basis, the silver fillings would be. But what things are you doing on a regular basis that could really be adding to your toxic burden, your toxic exposure? Because ultimately, what you're going to find, and again, when we look at toxicity exposure, it's things like over-the-counter drugs, pesticides, what you're eating. What you're eating and drinking is going to be the biggest thing. Cleaning supplies, microwaves, nicotine, vaccines. So you'll go through this. But the bottom line is, what we're looking at is your detoxification ability. What are those things that you're doing on a regular basis that support good detoxification versus your toxic exposure to give you your overall toxicity quotient? And then we'll really need to see, like, how much focus do you have, do you need to put on this, right? And this is
right.
one that when you get ready to go and refresh, because, again, we're going to tell you you're doing your fresh cleanse now, and it's something that periodically you'll want to refresh. And as a member of the Fresh Cleanse, that's something that, you know, this will always be available to you. So that's what's very cool here. But you'll want to take the TQ again and see how you're doing. It's a really good way to see, gosh, if I let some habits sneak up, am I not being as good with my detoxification ability? What do I need to do here? So, again, take the TQ.
And do it now, because the things can change literally within the first few days of the cleanse, and you won't remember what your initial symptoms and initial things were. So make sure you do it right after you listen to this.
Yes. So let's recap what we've asked you to do so far. Is you're doing your tapering off of your sugar, tapering down on the caffeine and alcohol. You're getting rid of things that should be out of the house, like artificially sweetened and colored and processed foods. And you're going to the store and you're bringing in the things that you will need. We're starting to add in those foods that are on the shopping list now and increasing your water intake. And you're, of course, working on these big inspired goals, that challenge that's going to push you when you're on the cleanse and someone says, hey, we're going out to pizza. And you're like, no, 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 my challenge, my goal is bigger than that. Take a pass,
mm-hmm.
or I'll just go and have
right.
a salad. And then you're taking that toxicity quotient quiz. Take the TQ so you get real clear on what's going on. And this is all the things we want you to do this week. Again, you're waiting for your shake fiber and packets to come in, but you're getting started on these things now. So you're kind of stepping in and walking into the ocean. And next week is going to be the big dive in with class one. And, of course, we want you putting all of that, get yourself up on the forum and post your big challenge, right?
Oh, and that's the thing is when you post it, it inspires other people. You get inspired by other things that people want to do, and it just gets to be this thing where you say, oh, I'm going to do it. We're all going to do this, and it just creates a great momentum.
Awesome. It is
so
this
be
is
sure
so
to do
fun.
That. Yeah, be sure to log. Be sure to do that, and obviously, all your materials along with this, you know, steps to success is right there with you with your shopping list and everything. So, of course, if you have any questions, you can always email us, the whole team, cleanse@puretrainer.com, and our team is there to support you. No question is too small. I've definitely seen people ask things that they were a little embarrassed about or they were timid, and they were so happy afterwards that they got to really get the information that they were looking for. So please, we are a support team and absolutely here for you.
Awesome. And we will see you at class one.
Yeah, see you soon. Have a great week.
All right. Bye.